Follow the Great Teacher, August 20. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This morning my hope is in Christ my Saviour. I pray that He will impart His Holy Spirit to me every day, that with heart and mind and strength I may glorify Him in this life. We are to do God's work, not according to our own plans, but in accordance with the example that the Lord Jesus has given us. He came to our world to do the work appointed Him by His Father, that we might receive an education in the high science of performing genuine service for the Master. If we practice the teachings He has given in His Word, these principles become a part of the life. This is what is meant by eating Christ's flesh and drinking His blood. In this world we are daily to prepare for the higher life, and when we unite with the family above, we shall not be given new lessons, but a continuation of the lessons that Christ gave His disciples when He was here. Never are we to forget that we are a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. We are to labor with a constant sense of our obligation to Him who gave His life for us. Thus we shall glorify our Heavenly Father, and when the time comes for us to lay off our armor, we shall with sincerity be able to say that we have finished the work given us to do. Every capability and power that we possess is to be regarded as a sacred trust, to be used in revealing the power of saving grace. Let there be day by day a well-doing for God. Thus we shall prepare for a place in the mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for those who love Him. These mansions He is preparing for those who accept the invitation, "Come unto Me, and I will give you rest." This is the highest science that we can possibly obtain, but those who refuse Christ will never understand it. The Word of God, studied and obeyed, fits men and women for entrance into the higher courts. Those who are striving to be true Christians have the constant guardianship of heavenly angels, for they are laborers together with God. Every day we are to become more like Jesus, learning the meekness and lowliness of Him who, though the only begotten Son of God, came to this world as our Redeemer, giving His life to pay the penalty of sin. Though hiding His divinity under the guise of humanity, He was the mighty Counselor, the Prince of Peace. His life was filled with sympathy and love, goodness, kindness, and benevolence. He revealed the science of everlasting life, the science that we are to carry into all our efforts. Revealing Christ to the world,